Is it me or is it something by a car that makes a bad bitch get freaky, fuck like porno star? Or maybe it was that chrome that keep a bopper in the zone. But either way, she hit my phone like she can't leave me alone. And that does just keep happening. Let me know now this rapping shit. 10 out of 10, she dying to fuck. That's just what my average is. Slabbing chances lavishly. What cabin did you dashing in? I'm an advocate. Chrome out wheels if you hop in here. You might just lag a bit. I'm passionate about everything that I want. I do what it do and y'all don't. I put the whole world in my trunk. Let it bone. Check the stars up when I ride. Got the potholes with these ties. Hogging lanes when you bang out of stain. So let me buy. Cause I got money on the
road. Hell yeah. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. And my name is Mr. Tariq Elite. And I'm ready to chop up some good games, spit some hot fire. Today's show is brought to you by MacLessons.com. That's where you can get all your macking needs, all the pay-per-view specials, including the Live in Miami DVD. And it's brought to you by Hidden Colors, where you can go to HiddenColorsFilm.com and get the Hidden Colors DVD if you do not have it, if you've been living under a rock. Now, next week, I'm not doing a show next week, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm going to be down in Atlanta. We're going to be filming the horror film down in Atlanta. I leave for Atlanta this weekend. So there will be no new show next week. But you guys can listen to the archives next Wednesday. And you can also check out my pay-per-view specials, including the newest special called Marriage, Mackin', and Monogamy. So next week, you guys can check that out while I am gone for the week. But I will be in Atlanta doing the film. And all you people, if you want to be down, you want to be an extra in the film, you guys hit me up at info@TariqElite.com. And I will see if I can hook you up. Have one of you motherfuckers play a zombie or something. See if I can hook you up. But we're ready to have some good fun tonight. Chop up some real good games. A lot of folks are calling. Today's topic, we're going to talk about, should men have side pieces? Is having a side piece so wrong? That's going to be today's topic, and I'm going to have everybody call in. The phone number is 818-850-5404. That's the number to the Mac Lessons Radio Show. But before I get into that, rest in peace for Miss Vesta Williams. For those who don't know, Vesta Williams, she was a very popular R&B singer in the 80s, and she died, and it's kind of sad. Hold on, before I go on, let me play a little Vesta for those who are not familiar, because Vesta was the shit while you're playing. Vesta was, she had some hot jams. This is Sweet, Sweet Love. This was a jam right here. I got a lot of ass to this one right here, boy. Oh, oh, oh. When did this come out? Was this late 80s? Yeah, I think this was late 80s. I got a lot of ass to this right here. This was the jam right here. So that's Vesta. Vesta died. And we have a lot of random 80s R&B singers dying all of a sudden. A couple of weeks ago, it was Nick Ashford from Ashford and Simpson. Now it's Vesta, so shit, we got to start looking out for our 80s R&B stars. Somebody call and check on Chaka Khan. Shit. I don't want no more of our 80s stars passing away randomly. Y'all make sure Peebo Bryson paid up on his insurance. Damn, why don't y'all go check and see if Frankie Beverly had his prostate checked? Because I don't want no more 80s R&B singers dying on us unexpectedly. But that is Vesta. Vesta is the business. Let me put back on my Mac and music. So rest in peace for Vesta. Much love to her and her family. Vesta was the bomb, and her music lives on. So let's get some calls. Y'all ready to take some calls? Let me put on some Mac and music. Let me see who's on the phone. A lot of folks are calling. What's going on? Who's calling?
What's going on, Tariq?
What's going on? What's your name, player?
This is Brian.
What's your name?
Brian Turner.
What's up, Brian? What's on your mind tonight, Brian? So, do you think that men should have side pieces?
Yes. Now, the reason that I think men should have side pieces is simply because if it's one thing a woman should understand about a man, it's that he loves variety in everything he does. He has 20 different pairs of shoes, but he has that one comfortable pair. He has 16 different cars, but one old school. He has 20,000 outfits. One outfit he thinks he is just so cute in, and if that's one thing women should understand, they claim to be so understanding. But if they understood, then they would understand that men like variety in everything we do. We wouldn't cheat with 20 different women when we only cheat with one.
Right.
Now, if you allow that, you would have to worry about us going nowhere but to that one.
Exactly. All right, thank you for the call, player. Brother made a very good point. Let's see. Let some other players chime in. What's up? Who's calling?
Yeah, this is Jelani from Brooklyn, New York.
Hey, man. Represent Brooklyn. Shout out to everybody in Brooklyn. So, in your opinion, do you think that men should have side pieces?
You know what? I think it probably depends on what stage they're in. Like, if somebody's in their player stage, that probably makes a lot of sense because, you know, they haven't settled on, you know, this one woman that they want to have that exclusive relationship with.
Exactly.
Now, in the case of somebody who, you know, they found a woman that they want to do the exclusive relationship thing with, if they want to do the side piece thing as well, then I think it's a matter of, okay, well, hey, I see it as, yeah, you can get whatever you can negotiate as long as there's mutual cooperation and agreement and everybody knows what's what.
Absolutely. All right. That's a good assessment, babe. Thank you for the call, brother. All right. Let me get some other people. That music was a little loud and distracting. Let me put on some more mellow. Hey, who we got on the phone? Who's calling?
Hey, what's up, Tyreek? And this is homie Malcolm from Seattle.
What's going on, Malcolm, in Seattle? What's the vibe up in Seattle like right now?
Oh, man, it's pretty chill and whatnot. It's down the south and whatnot.
There you
go. It's pretty cool out here.
All right. So, Malcolm, in your opinion, brother, do you think that men should have side pieces?
I really do. As long as everybody's upfront, you know what the deal is. I think so.
All right, so do you think if you're upfront with a woman that she would be down? If you say, hey, I'm Malcolm and I got me a few little ladies on the side, are you down with that? Do you think women would go for that?
I mean, if I'm not talking players, but my shit's just that cool, hell yeah. I mean, I think, like what you said before, a girl would want to be like a third or fourth of a real top-notch player. Been a little girlfriend in the way.
There you go. All right, man. Good point. Thank you for the call, player. And we're going to take a couple of more calls, and I'm going to chime in on it. I just wanted to fill everybody out. A lot of people are saying yes to that question. Who we got on the phone?
Hey, yo, what's up, Flex? This is True Wisdom from Houston, Texas, brother.
What's up, True Wisdom? How you doing, brother?
Man, getting through. How about you, brother?
I'm good, man. So let's chime in. I need you to chime in, Wisdom.
I got it. Yeah.
Go ahead, brother.
Man, yeah, I saw it on Twitter, brother. I'll be honest with you. We don't need another side piece if we start qualifying the female that we would in the first place.
Oh, good point.
Be honest with you, because what we do, we basically, I'm going to talk quickly. I know you're busy, brother. What we do, we basically females off of sex, how that ass looks, how she do that pussy, and I ain't hating on that, but we don't base it off of what she brings to the table.
Right.
And we need to go ahead and start pretty much putting these ladies in a qualification stage instead of just, you know, jumping to the broom, jumping on them, and let them qualify themselves and stop tricking on these broads, stop going after these other niggas' broads, and making sure these women can bring stuff to the table before we even qualify them to be our women. And maybe then we won't have to worry about having a side piece because she can bring everything we need to the table.
Well, real good point, man. Thank you for the call, Wisdom. Brother made a very good point. He said we should start qualifying the women beforehand. I like that answer. Who we got on the phone?
Hey, what's going on, sir? My name is Moses. I'm from Atlanta.
What's going on, Moses, down in Atlanta? What's the weather like in Atlanta right now? Do I need to bring a coat or some flip-flops? What do I need to bring?
No flip-flops, bring a coat.
There you go. All right, so chime in, brother. I need you to chime in, Moses. Do you think that men should have side pieces?
Yes.
Now, yes. Why so, in your opinion?
Because my granddad, when I was My parents are originally from Africa in Eritrea, and I spent some time. My granddad was like late 80s, early 90s, but he had a mistress half his age. If you're a man, you can handle your business. You can easily have women. Besides, women do it to us all the time, except they're sneaky about it.
Oh.
And you're not, if you're like, you know what I'm saying? My point is this. If you're in a committed relationship, then you shouldn't. But if you're not, then hey, do what you got to do.
There you go. Thanks for the call, Moses. One more call. We'll take one more call, and then I will chime in with my own opinion about it. Okay, this person hang up? Wait, one more call. People are calling like crazy. What's up? Who we got on the phone?
Yo, this is Carlos from Kalamazoo, Michigan. What's going on, Flex?
What's going on, Big Carlos? How you doing tonight, player?
Man, chilling. It's kind of laid out this way. So I was actually just chopping up with my homie. I seen your post on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I was having the same problem. Chick I used to deal with, I'm kind of like digging her, but I got me some, we got this, I call it exclusivity.
Okay.
So, you know what I'm saying? We just banging, but like I'm kind of digging this other chick. So I'm like, should I have this side piece or is that, you know what I'm saying? Is it an integrity issue? Is it, you know, I didn't know what to do, but I figured I should call you and ask you about it.
Okay. So the first one you're dealing with, how long you been dealing with her?
I started dealing with her about 3 months back.
Okay. And everything is cool. Everything is working out real cool, but you just got another little something that you're interested in as well, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly.
And you sound like a young dude. How old are you?
Man, I just turned 20, man. I've been listening to your show forever.
Word. Damn, man. Okay, so you're a young dude. So right now, you shouldn't even be thinking about a serious, serious relationship right now. You got to go through that player stage, and you need to get that out your system. You got to get that out your system quickly. So, yeah, don't even trip on a committed relationship, because even the girls that you're probably dealing with, they ain't really on no committed relationship tip themselves right now. But don't let let one of these chicks get you pussy whooped, nigga. Nigga, because a lot of guys at your age group, either they become real mackish or they become real simpish. I don't want to turn on YouTube and see your ass singing this shit.
What?
You fall in love. Yeah. You fall in love with a chick and you singing and shit.
Right.
Right.
Well, see, yeah, the vibe out here is real weird. Like, I think you might need to come to Detroit, and I'm going to have all my players come out there. But it's like these women, they not really choosing, Flex. It's like they halfway with theirs. And, like, I'm thorough. I would consider myself thorough because I let it up all up front.
But for sure.
They just they don't know what they want to do. But thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, for sure. Thanks for the call, player. Yeah, man, I got to get out there to Detroit, man, because we got to stop this simping out here. You know, this nigga singing his ass off on here. That nigga put some stank on it. God damn. But yeah, I feel where my boy is coming from out there in the D, man. Out there in Michigan. I got to come out there, man, because a lot of these women, they're like half-ass stepping the dudes. Women are real, they doing what I call dry choosing. You know what I'm saying? They'll step to you and act like they're down, but then when you try to get into them, they be on some flake shit. So a lot of women are dry choosing out here, man. And we ain't trying to deal with no dry choosing ass women with these old half-ass chooses. And they choose up on a different nigga every other day. So I'm going to do a show about that. I'm going to get into that. Let me see. I think we got somebody. I'm going to get one last call. Look like somebody on the West Coast is calling. Who's calling?
How you doing, Tyreek? This is Herb Burton calling from Santa Clarita.
There you go. What's going on in Santa Clarita, man?
Well, tonight, nothing much, man. You know, just studying for the test tomorrow. That's about it.
what school you go to?
I go to Concord Career College down in North Hollywood.
Oh, okay. Is that Concord Career College? Where the hell is that? Where's Concord? Concord.
It's off Victory, off the 170.
Oh, okay.
In North Hollywood.
Oh, okay. Okay. Is this a commercial for him?
I'm Romeo Miller. My parents always told me how important the education was. That's why I went to college. And education sticks with you. It keeps you on top. ICDC College.
Is this your school right here, player?
Oh, kind of. That's the ICDC College.
That's what it sounds like. Sound like.
It's one of them, though. It's definitely one of them.
So do they give out free Pete Miller shirts when you graduate? No, okay.
Well, I'll be getting a job. I know that.
Hey, man, I'm so not mad at you, player. I popped my collar to you. So anyway, man, let's chime in on it. So what do you think? Do you think that men should have side pieces?
Man, you know, honestly, and if you're in California, probably.
Yeah.
Because when you say side pieces, I'm assuming you're talking about guns, right?
You know, a woman on the side. That's what I'm talking about. You're
talking about
this nigga. This is a California nigga. He thinking about weapons. We talking about relationship. This nigga talking about having a gun. This nigga. What you grew up? You grew up in Compton.
Okay. So you're talking about women?
Yeah. This nigga. Okay. Yeah. I got a side piece right now, nigga. No, we're talking about side pieces as in relationships. Well, L.A. is such a violent city. I swear to God. We live in the most violent city in the world. It just permeates our subconscious. But we're talking about a woman on the side. That's what we mean.
Oh, okay. Woman on the side. Yeah. You know, man, honestly, I would say yes.
Okay.
You know, I would say yes. And the reason I would say yes is because, you know, a lot of females are so wishy-washy these days. You know, going back and forth. It's really hard to, you know, keep one, you know, tied down, because you know what I mean. It's like, you know, they're so back and forth and up and down. It's, you know, you sometimes you just ain't sure. You know what I'm saying? You just like, you gotta have backup. It's just like you say in your books, man. Always gotta have a game plan for just in case something falls through. You know,
there you go. But thank you for the call, player. Okay, but that's true. For those who don't have my books, you guys need to go to Amazon to get all my books: The Art of Mackin', The Mac Within, The Elite Way. The Elite Way should be required reading. You guys, that's required reading. Black Players, you guys need to get that one too. All my books you need to get, and really, really lace your game up and read that game. But let me chime in on this. Let me give my opinions and my assessment on the topic: should men have side pieces? And most of the guys who have called up, they've said, yes, a man should have a side piece. I was wanting a female to call up to get an opinion from them. But the thing is about having a side piece, because a lot of guys think like this, and that's why I wanted to have the people call up and talk about it themselves, so women won't think that I'm superficial, because I always get accused of being superficial and I influence people negatively. But that's why I wanted to show you how the average guy thinks in terms of relationships. So, and also, don't the superficial, Monica, that doesn't bother me. I don't trip on that whole superficial shit. Even if a woman is superficial, I don't trip on that. I don't trip on a woman being superficial. Some people criticize women for being gold diggers. That's why I wrote a book about the art of gold digging. Let her be superficial. I have no problem with a female being about her paper. I ain't got a problem with a woman trying to date me for paper, because I ain't breaking none off. But a lot of women want to be around a dude who has a certain level of success, and they want to be around that success, and I can respect that. That's cool. Everybody wants to be around some fly shit. I'm fly. So what's wrong with a woman wanting to be around a fly nigga such as myself? And some people will say, well, damn, if the money runs out, some of these women, they'll leave niggas. I have no problem with that. I really don't, because I'm just as damn superficial, because when your looks run out, shit, it's deuces, bitch. I'm singing this to your ass. Let your looks go south. Deuces. When that ass stop looking good, bitch, deuces. When you start getting a gang of stomach and stretch marks, deuces. So I ain't got no problem with it. So I don't trip on that whole superficial bullshit. But let's talk real talk when it comes to men dating and having these side pieces. Because there's different reasons why men have side pieces. And I'm not looking at this from a moral standpoint. Damn that whole moralistic bullshit. Because the most moral dude will have all types of chicks on the side. That's why you have reverends out here, preachers and pastors. They got babies on the side. Shout out to Jesse Jackson. They got man booty on the side. Shout out to Bishop Eddie Long. They have all types of stuff. They have a whole brothel of boys that they fondle. Shout out to the Catholic Church. But the thing is, man, it just depends, the whole, my assessment of whether or not a man needs a side piece or should get a side piece, it depends on really what's going on with him. Now, let me say this. In some cases, men, you don't really need a side piece. Sometimes guys are in a situation with their lady, they've been in the relationship for a while, and they think they want a side piece, but in reality, they just need some time to themselves. They just kind of need to be with themselves to wallow in their own thoughts and to get into themselves and get into their vibes and get into their own minds. And sometimes being around your lady all the time will prevent you from doing that. So a lot of guys will mistakenly get a side piece when they really don't need one and they're really not capable of handling one. So in a lot of cases, man, you just need to be by yourself for a minute, or you just need to take a break, or you need to take a vacation, or you need to do something where you're not under your lady all the time. Because, fellas, sometimes when you're under your lady drains your energy. And it's not a negative thing. She's not trying to do it in a negative way. But being around your lady all the time, your lady needs constant attention. She's in your ear all the time. She's talking at you, to you all the time. And with that going on 24 hours a day, you don't get a chance to kind of think. So sometimes it's good to have a hobby, go to the gym, go to a spa, go somewhere where you can just get into your own thoughts for a few hours during the day. Because again, it drains your energy. And when you're by yourself, you get to get your energy back. You can build your energy back up if you're alone. It's like meditating. That's why people say it's good to meditate. That's why people get into yoga. Because when you meditate, you get alone and then you dig into your inner core. And I say that at the risk of sounding too metaphysical, but you really need time for yourself sometimes so you can build your energy back up, build your strength up. Because when you're by yourself, it's like a battery. You take a battery out, it preserves its energy. If you have a battery in a machine all the time, if you have a battery that's connected to a positive or negative outlet, it will get drained. So you take that battery out and let that battery sit up, it will retain its energy, and in many cases it will charge its energy up, especially if you put it in a freezer. If you put it in a certain temperature, the energy will charge back up. And our bodies are like that. Our bodies are magnets. I've talked about that in some of my lectures, how our bodies are just positive and negative magnets. So you got to look at it from that standpoint. Now, with that being said, sometimes it is cool for a dude to get him a little side piece. And I know a lot of women don't want to hear this, because sometimes, like my players have said on the phone, men need a variety. And a lot of times when a guy has a side piece, it's not a rip on you. A lot of women will internalize it. They'll feel messed up about it. They'll feel deceived that a man has a side piece. Because really, I've said this before, it's not the woman that bothers you. It's the deception that bothers you. It's the lying and the sneaking and the cheating. That's the thing that bothers the woman. And in a lot of relationships, especially marriage, people say that there's a 7-year itch that the guy will get. There's a 7-year itch, meaning after 7 years, the eyes will start wandering. But really, the 7-year itch is for women. After 7 years, that's when the woman's eyes will start wandering, because men, they get the itch in about 2 or 3 years. Women get the 7-year itch because after 7 years, because women will stay down for a minute. Women will keep their eye on the family and the relationships, but after 7 years, the whole security thing is locked in. So she's not tripping on security no more. So she can start looking around and kind of checking out other cats and start looking at herself like, damn, do I still have it? So the 7-year itch really applies to women, but men get that the itch in about 3 years, where they want to get out here and do a little exploring. And the thing is, sometimes when it comes to men having a side piece, people think that it's strictly about sex. And in many cases, it is just about sex. And in that case, if it's just about sex and the guy wants a side piece, usually the guy will go the tricking route. he'll go to the strip club and he'll get a little escort here, go down to the track and trick off his money every other weekend. He'll have a little trick budget that he will utilize on little skanks or women of the night or strippers or whoever. He'll just pay off a professional chick if it's just about sex. And even that is harmless. And I don't condone tricking. Y'all know how I'm about that old trick shit. But that's harmless if he's just tricking off a little money just to get a little superficial thrill. Because if they're doing it that way, there's no emotional attachment. So that's not a threat. The threat comes in is when he gets him a main side piece, somebody that he's seeing on a consecutive basis. Now, that could be a good or bad thing. A lot of times, women, when a dude has a side piece and he's bouncing between two women, and there's a difference between a guy having a side piece and a guy having a womanizer, by the way. If a dude is out here just banging women every other weekend, that's a womanizer, and you don't want to be with that at all, because that's a dude who's just not ready for a relationship. Real big difference between a dude who has a mistress and a dude who's a womanizer. Because again, let's go back to ancient Eastern cultures. In Eastern cultures, it's natural for men to have multiple wives. That was a natural thing. The whole concept of men being so-called monogamous, that's a Western type of philosophy. That's Western thinking. That's because Western men, European guys, they didn't know how to put it down like those African cats and those cats in the East. Those cats in the East, they had a whole harem of wives. The Egyptians had wives, mistresses, all of them working together. And just like the African cat who called up tonight, his grandfather's African, he had mistresses. So that's Eastern thinking, but they were able to take care of these women. It was a whole program where everybody was down. There was no sneaking, there was no deception, there was no manipulation, and that was a very natural thing. Right now we try to fight that. Now I know women don't like to hear that, but it's kind of natural for men, especially the original man, to have side pieces. You have the main lady and you have your mistresses. Now the wealthy Europeans would get down with that concept. The European kings, they would have the queen and they would have an official mistress, and they would have the queen because the marriages in royal European families, it was really a political thing. It was about wealth breeding. So they might not necessarily had a crush on the wife or the queen, but for wealth purposes, they would get with them. And they would still have their little mistresses on the side, and they would have official mistresses, and everybody knew what the game was. And some people took it to a whole different level, like King James, the person who sanctioned the King James version of the Bible. He had a queen, but the thing is, his ass was a queen. King James was an infamous moist nigga. King James loved dick. Y'all do your research about King James of England. King James was so moist, his little booty hole was wide open out there in England. They named Jamestown, Virginia after him. But yeah, King James, y'all do your research about him. He was a flaming queen. That's why they started calling gay people queens, because that's where they get it from. They used to call him literally Queen James. It's like, he's not the king, he's the queen. So, but I digress. I'm getting off point. My point is that in certain marriages and in certain situations, it was official to have the mistresses and the women on the side. Now in modern society, it's looked down upon, but those biological urges are still there. And also, you got to understand some of the other reasons why men will have side pieces and women on the side. A lot of times it's not just about sex. In some cases, a lot of older guys will get them a little side piece because a new relationship gives them a youthful vibe. A lot of older cats, when they start getting older, you want to get that youthful feeling again. Because I have a lot of sisters who hit me up and they say, why are these old dudes chasing these young women? The thing is, man, a new relationship, by definition, has a radiation of youth. When you're young, you're always getting into new relationships. just think about it. If you old right now or older, just think about when you were younger. Every week you had a new chick or you had a new dude, ladies. Every other week you were dating somebody new. You're going out with somebody new. And that was a very, that's a young characteristic. Going on dates. Going to the movies. Going to bars. Going to restaurants. Dating a new person. It was a whole ritualistic thing when you're young. That's why I was telling my young man who called up, don't think about getting into a committed relationship. Do the youth thing. Get that shit out your system. So you won't be trying to do that older when you get older. But the thing is, as guys get older, you get your little mistress because it brings that youth feeling, that youth energy back again. And a lot of times when dudes get that woman on the side, it makes the relationship with the main chick better because he has that new energy. I know a lot of cats, man, who go out here and get them a side piece and they treat the main lady like a queen because they have all that energy. That energy is going back and forth and they have that youthful vibe and it works for them. A lot of times when a dude is just stuck in a relationship, men hate the thought of being stuck. Men don't like feeling like they're stuck. Men, by definition, are adventurers. We like to get out there and explore. When a guy is in a situation where he feels stuck, it kills something inside of him. It kills a lot of energy inside of him. This is why a lot of dudes, you're in these committed relationships and you're grouchy, you're cranky, you're angry, you end up beating your wife's ass. Because that energy ain't renewed. That energy isn't fresh. So that's another reason why a lot of older guys will get into side piece relationships. And the thing is, and I say this on a side note, sometimes you should not get into a committed relationship with your side piece. Some people you just should have superficial sex with. Don't try to have relations with some of these side pieces. There's a difference between having a jump off and a side piece. Some women are better off as jump offs. Jump offs and side pieces are two different things. A side piece is a female that you got on the other side of town and she's somewhere and you have an ongoing situation with her. You can get around her and it don't even have to be about sex. And you're not going to leave your main lady. But you just, that little side piece is there and she's cool as hell. She's like the homie and it's cool hitting it every now and then. Fellas know what I'm talking about. See, women don't want to hear this, but I'm just telling you what the fellas know. I'm just giving you ladies an insight into the mind of men. Sometimes that little side piece, you can talk to about certain things. Your mind is at ease. Everything is cool. Then you go back home to your lady and you good. But a jump off is totally different. And a lot of guys will mistake the jump off for a side piece. And then they'll try to get into a relationship with that jump off. And that jump off will bring your whole shit down. That jump off is hell to deal with if you're trying to get into a relationship with her. And I'm telling you firsthand, I had a young lady who we had a little jump off relationship with for years. I'm talking about like 10 years. I mean, this girl, we were friends. Every now and then, you know, I hit that. But we was cool. We talk on the phone. I mean, we were cool as hell for years. And then one year, excuse me, we got together. We hung out and we decided to get into a little relationship with each other. We decided to get into a committed relationship and that shit was disastrous. Not the person to get into a relationship with. Yeah, that shit was a hot mess. And we're not even friends no more because we tried to get into a relationship and that shit went south. So sometimes it's just not cool to try to get into a committed relationship with a person who's really jump off material. And also, don't let your side piece mess up your main thing. A lot of cats don't know how to handle a side piece. They don't know how to control a side piece. They get out here lying not only to the main chick, you're lying and you're running game on the side piece. And what happens, these side pieces, they start getting, they'll start feeling deceived and they'll start getting vindictive if they feel like you've deceived them and you ran some bullshit game on them, like telling them you're going to leave your main lady for them. If you're going to have a side piece, don't do that. You start running game on everybody. You don't want to spread a whole bunch of lies. And I know by definition, having a side piece, you have to be on the low with it to a certain degree. Sometimes a lot of wives or main ladies, they're cool with it. Sometimes, fellas, you will be surprised if you just let your lady know what's going on. Like, hey, you know, she's cute. I kind of hung out with her. You know, we kicked it. You ain't got to go into detail. Your lady will kind of fill in the blanks. But sometimes, man, and I've been in situations like that. I had females I was dating, and I just kind of low-key let them know that, hey, some other shit was popping off with the next chick, and they respected the honesty. So it just depends on how tight your game is. But the thing is, don't mess up a good situation for the side piece. If you feel like you're in a situation and having a side piece is going to mess up the situation with your main lady, by all means, let the side piece go. Because it's very difficult to find somebody who's really down, who's really thorough. And I know we get that 3-year itch, but don't mess up your main thing. If it's a cool situation, for a half-ass situation, for a superficial situation. And the thing is, women, I want y'all to understand, women. Women are like, well, damn, Tariq, why don't they just stay their asses home? What can I do to stop this nigga from having the 3-year itch or the 2-year itch? What can I do, Tariq? And ladies, let me talk specifically to the ladies. See, ladies, if a guy wants to go out here and really have a side piece and he has his heart set on a side piece, there's nothing you can do to stop him from that. There's no amount of sex you can give him. There's no amount of cooking you can do. There's nothing you can do to stop certain dudes from getting a side piece if that's where he is in his life. If that's the space he's in, ain't nothing you can do to stop that. You just got to catch him when he's in the right space. That's why I always talk about the player stage and finding the guy who's in or out of that stage. See, the thing is, see, fellas, they get that 3-year itch because men have a tendency to reinvent themselves or reevaluate themselves after 3 or 4 years. This is why a lot of divorce marriages end in divorce after 3 or 4 years. A guy will initiate a divorce after 3 or 4 years because they have reassessed themselves and they're like, okay, this is what I've been doing for the last 3 years and this shit ain't working, so it's time to bounce. Men reinvent themselves after 3 years, or they upgrade themselves, and this is because of careers. They might change jobs, they might start a business every 3 years. Guys will, a creative vibe will pop off. Even at their jobs, they might get a promotion every 3 years. So when guys reinvent themselves professionally, they oftentimes like to reinvent themselves privately. So they'll get a new car to complement their upgrade, or they'll get a new mistress or a new side piece as a trophy to complement their upgrade or their reinvention. I want you to follow me, ladies. This is how guys think. Generally, now there are exceptions, but generally, this is how guys are. So ladies, I would say if to curb that, to keep a guy from going out here getting a side piece, you got to roll with him on those 3-year reinventions. You got to reinvent yourself too, because a lot of times women, you get very secure and comfortable in the relationship, and women just do the same thing day in, day out for 10, 20 years. So I would say to women, you have to start reinventing yourself too when you see your man getting reinvented. When he's upgrading himself, you need to be upgrading yourself too. You need to be stepping your thing up. You need to have some type of agenda that you guys do together. You guys need to have some kind of goal that you guys are trying to accomplish together. And when a guy sees that his woman is reinventing herself, she's becoming renewed, he keeps his focus on that and he's satisfied. He doesn't have to go out here look for a side piece because his wife is a new lady. His lady is a new person because he's a new man. It's like shedding our skin. When you shed your skin, you become a new person. You get new energy. A lot of times, man, the way we are now, especially men, if we look back on our lives 3, 6, 9, 12 years, we're totally different from the way we used to be. Like a guy now in 2011, if you look back at how he was in the 90s, he was probably a totally different dude. Me, I was totally different dude in the 90s. In the 90s, I was crazy as cat shit. I was wild as shit. Totally different cat now. I remember I was one of my favorite groups back in the 90s was the Ghetto Boys. And Ghetto Boys had some of the raunchiest, rowdiest goddamn music ever. And I used to love it. I bumped that shit all the time. And I was listening to the radio the other day on Sirius Satellite, and one of those old Ghetto Boy songs came on. I was literally offended by the song. It was like, I fuck you and kill you and stick my dick in your nose. I'm like, oh God, I got to turn this off. I put on some damn gospel music. That's how far removed I'm from that. Now, shit, 15 years ago, I was bumping that louder than anybody. Now, I'm offended by that. So the thing is, man, we change, we reinvent ourselves, and women, you got to be down to do that when it comes to the relationships. Now, the thing is, fellas, let me say this to the guys, and I talked about this on Ustream the other day. Now, fellas, you might be a damn side piece yourself. And fellas, if you find out that you're a side piece, don't trip. Sometimes we are in a situation where we are the side piece. The woman has us on the side. Women are just kicking it with us until she finds something better to do. And that happens in a lot of situations. You have a jump off relationship with a woman, and then she gets into a committed relationship and she'll charge you to the game. And some women are cool about it. They're not funky with it. I've talked about this before. I had a young lady, little thick red bone chick I was jumping off with back in the day. She was cool. She was about a strong 6.5. Cute chick, wasn't a dime. She was a strong 6.5. And that's the lowest I usually go. I don't go no lower than a 6 or 6.5. Anything under a 6, when you start getting into the 5s and the 4s, that's when you just lowering your standards. But I had a cool little jump off relationship with this little thick red bone. She was 6.5, cute. Just go to her crib every blue moon, tap that, pick her up, bang her, drop her off. Everything was cool. No commitment, no dates. We never went out, none of that stuff. And every blue moon, she would call me up. She would give me an official phone call like, hey, Tariq, we can't really kick it no more because I'm dating this guy now. She would call me up and make the official announcement, which she didn't have to do, but she was doing that really for herself. Psychologically telling herself that she shouldn't be throwing that pussy to the next dude. So she would give me the call. I'm like, hey, you didn't have to call, but thank you and I respect that. Now, about 3 or 4 months later, she would always call back like, hey, I'm not with that guy no more, so what's up? And sometimes I'd be like, well, I'm in a situation right now, but when I'm, if this situation ain't working out, I will holler at you and I'll come back down and I will smack that properly. So, don't get bent out of shape. Never got bent out of shape because she was doing her thing. We weren't going to be in no committed relationship. And the thing is, sometimes, fellas, if you're in a jump off relationship with a woman and then she ends up in a relationship, a lot of dudes get jealous and get bent out of shape, and you don't want to do that. Don't get bent out of shape because this chick has been rolling with you, then all of a sudden she done met her an old sugar daddy, and she's going to get her little security on, and she's going to roll out with this dude. She got her an old nigga, and now you mad, and you want to stalk the woman. You done drove up to her house, and there's a damn Buick Century parked out in the damn driveway, because some old niggas in there tearing up that pussy. You going to go eavesdrop at the door, and he's hitting that ass with the Temptations playing in the background and shit. He got this bumping, and he's tearing that pussy up. That's all you hear. He's tearing it up. He wearing it out. He's long stroking that ass.
Yes.
Exactly. So don't you get bent out of shape when you hear that. You dig, you go to the woman's house the next day trying to ask her questions, and her house smells like goddamn condoms and English leather cologne. That nigga wearing some Stetson cologne and you all bent out of shape. So you got to respect the game each way. You got to respect both sides of the game. Anyway, y'all, that's been tonight's episode or today's episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. My name is Mr. Tariq Elite. Don't forget, next Wednesday, I'm going to be in Atlanta doing this film. So you guys can check out my pay-per-view specials, Marriage, Mackin, and Monogamy. That's the latest one that I did live in Charlotte. Had a great time out there. And you should definitely check out the Tariq Elite Players Retreat Live in Miami DVD. People say that that's my best DVD. People are saying that's one of my best lecture DVDs. The Miami DVD is no joke. Real good game in that one. And get all the other pay-per-view specials. Check them out. And also, again, if you guys want to be extras in the movie, if you have the look, hit me up at info@TariqElite.com. Follow me at Twitter, twitter.com@TariqNasheed. Google it if you don't know how to spell it. And I will holler at you guys later. Peace.